Dear students, hello. This is the fourth exercise class, and therefore we are going to present the solutions to the third exercise sheet. As usually, let us recall some notation for the Laplacian, for the first and second derivative in the case of function of only one variable, and the definition of average integral, and the notation for the ball centered in a point x with positive radius r, and the formula for its domain, which is a dimensional constant times the radius to the power n. Yeah, I changed again the way of doing it because the blackboard in the end took quite an amount of space on the computer in terms of memory, and also it was very slow to upload, and I don't know how good it was. So let us try this other way this time. Please, if you have any reason to that you don't see or it's not nice, let me know. I'm just trying the most efficient way for both of us. I mean, for me and for you. For all of us. So, the first exercise consisted in proving the weak maximum principle, or simply the maximum principle. I like to call it weak to distinguish from the strong one. For an harmonic function C2 up to the continuous up to the boundary of some open bounded set, which means the maximum over the closure of U is equal to the maximum over the boundary of U. By the way, it is important that I'm taking U here, the closure of U, because otherwise this is not the maximum in general. A continuous function on a compact set admit a maximum, and therefore the supremum over the compact set is actually a maximum. It means it's realized in some point. If you put an open set, this is not true. Actually, it's false, because this statement is telling me that there is no point inside U which... the opposite. It means that the maximum is not attained only in a point inside, but also the same value on some points of the boundary. Sorry, I was getting confused with the strong maximum principle. The strong maximum principle tells that if U attains its maximum inside the open set, then the function must be constantly equal to this value. But this, in general, holds only if U is connected. And this was not what we were asked to prove. This is the weaker version. That means it may very well happen that U is not constant, but the maximum is also attained inside the open set and on the boundary. Simple example. In one dimension, you take U, a set which is not connected, say 0, 1, union 3, 4, U of x is equal to x on 0, 1, and to 1 on 3, 4. Now, clearly the maximum is 1, and it is attained in the point 1, which belongs to the boundary, and in all the closed segment 3, 4, because it's constant. So, U is not constant everywhere, but the weak maximum principle is, of course, satisfied. The whole point of the story is that if we don't have connectedness, we cannot obtain the strong maximum principle. But for every time a function is harmonic, continuous up to the boundary, and the set is bounded, then the maximum over the closure of the set must be equal to the maximum on the boundary. Which basically means, even if there is a point inside the set in which U attains the maximum, then this value must be equal to the maximum value on the boundary, cannot be large. Can be small. And the idea of the solution was, let's take a smooth C2 perturbation of U epsilon. That is, we define U epsilon to be U of x plus epsilon norm of x squared, for epsilon positive. Since the Laplacian of x squared is basically twice n, because the second derivative of with respect to xj of the norm of x squared, which is a sum of xi squared, is simply 2. All other variables are irrelevant, and the second derivative of xj squared is 2. Therefore, the Laplacian of u epsilon is equal to the Laplacian of u plus 2n epsilon. But this is 2n epsilon, because the Laplacian of u is 0. And therefore, the Laplacian of u epsilon is 2n epsilon, and this is strictly positive for every point in u and for every epsilon positive. But now, the Laplacian is a trace of the Hessian matrix. And so, having that the trace of the Hessian matrix is strictly positive means that u epsilon cannot attain maxima inside u, because u is C2 and therefore u epsilon is C2. Hence, the maximum over the closure of u epsilon is equal to the maximum over the boundary of u epsilon. But now it's trivial to check that u is less equal than u epsilon, because I added something non-negative, which is less equal than u plus epsilon times the maximum over x in the closure of u of the norm of x squared. And this number is finite, because u is bounded. U is bounded means u is inside some ball centered in the origin, large as, I mean, the distance of u from the origin plus the diameter of u, something like that. Well, this is finite, of course, thanks to the boundedness, and so this number is finite. Therefore, we get that the maximum over the boundary of u is equal to the maximum over the closure of u, is less equal than the maximum over the closure of u, which is less equal than the maximum over the closure of u epsilon, because of this first inequality. This is equal to the maximum over the boundary of u epsilon, thanks to here, this equality here. But again, u epsilon is less equal than u plus epsilon times a constant, so this is less equal than the maximum over the boundary of u plus epsilon maximum, this is a constant here, the maximum of the norm of x squared. And, sorry again. And now we can send epsilon to zero, because here there is a finite quantity times epsilon, and this left-hand side over here does not depend on epsilon. So we get that the maximum of u over the boundary of the open set is less equal to the maximum of u over the closure of the open set, and less equal of the maximum of u over the boundary of the open set. And thus, this is a chain of equalities, actually, and so we get the statement we wanted to prove.